This podcast may contain adult language, adult content.
That use TV mature words.
Listener discretion is advised.
We are back with a legal dispute with Lenny and Paul. We are going to do a great, this should be fun. This should be fun. Should be no arguing during this segment.
Aww.
We are going to do a recap to our music segment that we did a couple weeks ago. And we got some feedback backed on that from some friends, some people that used to be friends, some folks.
Former friends of
former
ours.
Former friends. But I really, before we even start this, I have to cover this because there's certain people out there that are convinced that I am dead wrong on my choice of music.
Redster.
And what I want to say is I'm sorry that we didn't include certain bands like Mr. Mister and These Broken Wings, and we didn't have Bananarama on the list, but Duran Duran is not going to be on this list. These are real bands that made real influences on people's lives. It was the soundtrack of parts of people's lives, not a bunch of crap one-hit wonders that all of a sudden you think deserve certain credits. I'm not going to say people's names because that's rude.
Flock of Seagulls. You guys forgot to mention the Flock of Seagulls.
I have no... What was that one? Too Sexy for My Life. What was that band? Who was that? I mean...
Drop Dead Fred or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, Drop Dead Fred. So... anyway, I wanted to get that out there, but let's start and let's go through what some of the comments were. And Lenny, I don't whatever you want to fill in right now.
Well, we got our lovely intern, Adriana Martinez, back here to read some of the comments.
Aji knows more about sports than Andre.
Please do not include the foul language in those comments.
Bring those to me. I'll read those.
Okay, so the first one is overrated George Thorogood and underrated Climax Blues Band.
The who? Well, first of all, George Thorogood I don't think is rated, but if he is rated, it would be underrated.
Absolutely.
I mean, I don't think he gets any credit, but I mean, he's pretty good blues, rock, guitar. Now, he didn't write a lot of his popular hits. He took them from other people, but he made them, I mean, Bad to the Bone.
If George Thorogood, you know, if he had gone on 20 more years, he would absolutely be one of the best. And I remember, you know, people talking about him back in the day. George Thorogood's awesome. I would say he's underrated.
Climax, know what?
I don't know what that was. So
Climax
dumb.
Blues Band.
Never heard of them. They're stupid. Next.
Somebody said overrated pretty much any band that gets heavy rotation on classic rock radio.
So, by the way, that would be Led Zeppelin, Pink Floyd.
Dude, Led Zeppelin is.
I'm just telling you who those ones are. Led Zeppelin, Pink Floyd, Guns N' Roses, anybody that plays on the Fox every third song.
Okay.
How about April Wine?
I loved April Wine, a Canadian band,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I was thinking about them this week.
Just Between You and Me was a great song.
Triumph?
Triumph is so underrated.
Triumph is completely
they
underrated.
Are underrated.
Yes, I agree.
One of the biggest underrated bands. I can't believe I didn't have that on my underrated.
Yep.
And the guy, I heard the guy do a live performance acoustic, the main singer. He's aged pretty good, and he sounded really good. I mean, because he had that high, screechy voice. It's kind of like Geddy Lee.
Yeah, he did.
So I think they didn't get the recognition because they were against Rush. They were a three-man Canadian band.
Yeah.
And then you had Rush.
That's true.
And in Canada, there was no comparison.
No, so. There's no room for two. You can only do NHL and Rush. That's about all that they got room for up in Canada.
Right.
Aji?
That same person said underrated most English new wave bands from the 80s.
Oh, God.
Most English new wave band. Who would that be?
Andre?
I'm thinking new wave band. I'm thinking modern English.
Yeah, there we go. That's why I don't know who they are.
Yeah.
The Kinks?
The Kinks were not modern.
I don't know. I'm just stupid bands from England.
They're not stupid. I think they're talking about like the Flock. Wouldn't the Flock of Seagulls or those guys like from?
They're from Connecticut.
Oh.
I don't know where the fuck they're from, dude. I don't know.
Dude, with that hair, I mean, he had to be from somewhere other
than. Dude, it was modern. There's another band that I'm missing.
No, everybody. Tears for Fears.
Yeah. I mean, they were all there.
Shout.
Yeah. Aji, next.
overrated anyone in the 27 Club?
What the hell does that mean?
27 Club, I think they're referring to anyone who died at 27. So that is the Jimi Hendrix, the Doors.
I know for a fact we've got like 20 Jimi Hendrix was overrated. In
Pearl Jam. I forget who else is on
Pearl
that
Jam.
List.
They didn't die.
Not Pearl Jam. Nirvana. Nirvana. Excuse me. Nirvana, the lead singer from Nirvana. He's in the 27 Club. There's I don't know who else is on there, Andre.
Oh, Buddy Holly. I don't know how old he was.
Be dissing Buddy Holly.
Funny you mentioned Nirvana because somebody wrote overrated is Nirvana.
I agree.
Yeah. And that same person wrote underrated is 10cc.
You know why they're underrated? Because nobody knows who the hell they are.
Yeah.
I mean, of course they're underrated because nobody knows them.
10cc.
That sounds like a client of mine getting busted for 10cc. Yeah, man. Len, can you help me out? I got 10cc on me. What the hell does that mean?
Keep going, Ajik. I'm trying to find out an answer here.
This next person said underrated and overrated is the Strokes. So they're both underrated and overrated.
Oh, that's a good one. I heard a new song by, I think it was a newer song. They were on Saturday Night Live. The guy was. Oh, he did a Eddie Van Halen. What do you call it? In memory of Eddie Van Halen. He was pretty good.
Who was he?
He's the guy from the Strokes.
Oh, I've never heard of him again.
I don't know.
By the way, 10cc was a band in 1972 out of England. So,
okay. Yeah, they're underrated.
Yeah.
They didn't make it across.
They're not rated.
They didn't make it across the pond.
Yes.
This next person has the top five overrated.
Okay.
Right, let's hear that.
There we go.
I don't agree with some of them.
That's okay. That's welcome to my life.
Overrated? The Who?
The Who? Fleetwood Mac.
Ooh.
You Too. Dave Matthews Band. And the Beatles.
Oh, how can the Beatles? The Beatles cannot be overrated.
Okay.
Yeah, they can.
You know, I went to the Beatles thing at Circus du Lay in Vegas, and you forget how many songs they had. They were a good band. U2 is a great one. I texted you that.
Yeah, you did.
Because U2 Same with the Police in the U2. 80s and early 90s was so popular. And that's when their music sucked. I mean, their early music was really good. I mean, Sunday Bloody Sunday and
the
Pride.
The first album, yeah. First
and Pride albums. And some of those, they were really good. But then they really got bad. And that's when they were really popular. So I would put them in the overrated. Who else did they say? The Who.
The Who, yeah.
I've always thought The Who was overrated. But The Who's good songs are really good. But unfortunately, there was only like four or five of them that I can listen to. And then that was it. I would put them overrated.
I would say I don't think The Who is overrated. I don't think that they're, they're one of those bands to me that they're fine right where they are. It was funny. I thought about the U2 thing for a while after we did the last show. I think U2... they're probably underrated in my mind. I think U2 is a really, really good band.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay, whatever. Agree or disagree. That's why we have a show.
Right, yeah.
So I like U2 a lot, especially their old stuff. I agree with you on that, Len. And then who else was on that list, Hodge?
Fleetwood Mac.
How can Fleetwood Mac be underrated? I don't understand that. I mean, that is a band full of talent.
Stevie Nicks is the greatest. I love Stevie Nicks.
Lindsey Buckingham. Obviously,
Christy McVie.
Christy McVie was awesome.
Mick Fleetwood.
I mean, it's just that's a great ensemble of musical minds that takes the stage with Fleetwood Mac. I do not think they're underrated at all. Who else was on there, Hodge?
Dave Matthews Band.
Yeah,
overrated.
Overrated.
Oh, hey,
that's like Big Head Todd and the Monsters.
Just put
I don't want to
down.
Know.
Yeah. Oh.
Jesus Christ.
People travel to go see Dave Matthews.
Oh,
I'm like,
God.
Yeah, I wouldn't take an Uber to go see Dave Matthews.
No.
Sorry.
Jesus Christ. I wouldn't drive your car to go see Dave Matthews. I mean, I'm not doing it.
That same person said underrated is American Head Charge, except Kiss.
Kiss?
No, she said they accept Kiss.
No.
Oh.
Accept and Kiss.
Oh, okay.
I remember accept. Remember Accept? That was like a weird 80s band. Heavy metal, I think. Go ahead.
Kiss. Avett Bros and WASP.
Wasp. This dude that put those names out there needs to get out of his parents' basement, stop, put the pipe down, and turn on the TV for a while.
I'm heading out to the tattoo parlor on my Harley.
Except, bro, they rock.
That's it. I am only drinking Budweiser and listening to Wasp. Let's go. Fuck the cops. Let's go. Next.
Somebody put overrated, Grateful Dead.
Yes.
Kiss.
Yes.
Def Leppard.
No.
Underrated, The Kinks, The Moody Blues, and Blondie.
Oh, you know what? Okay, Kinks might have a point there, because if you think about what they came out with, and then people they did the Van Halen redid their song and made it a great hit.
Mm-hmm.
You Really Got Me. Mm-hmm. So they could be underrated. Blondie could be underrated.
Mm-hmm.
The first rap song, remember? Rapture?
Yep. Yep.
Yeah.
Debbie Harry was very good. The band was very good. They were kind of stuck at a time when there was a lot of music out in the marketplace, and they had to, you know, kind of make their way up. I agree. I think Blondie could be an underrated band. The Kinks, I'll go to Leonard on that. They had a few good songs, but again, it's not somebody who I would sit there when they announced their concert and I'd go, I gotta go see them. I gotta go see the Kinks tonight. That's just it's so I'm gonna have to leave them as underrated or as overrated for me. So,
okay, next, overrated, Kiss and any bands with a DJ.
I love that one. That's funny.
I agree. I agree. But with those comments, if you have to have a DJ to make your music work, that's not good. But that means I think that whoever this person is talking about the M&Ms of the world, the Kanye West of the world. I'm trying to think who else we had on our list.
That's not what I think of. I think they sang that song.
I think we're thinking
Mattress of Boulder. Yeah, what are those guys called? They do that song with Haley.
That's the theme to Jeopardy.
Anyway, there's a few rock bands that play. Even like Imagine Dragons.
Yeah.
You know, they use like a DJ.
Yeah,
kind
they
of.
Do. Yep.
Yeah.
And they're a good band.
They're okay.
I would tell you one that by the way, because I was talking to my son about this list, and he was asking me of the music that I have to listen to in the car when he's in the car.
Is this Logan?
It's Grant. Who I think is overrated or underrated? And in a performer that I have grown to like a lot, and I know that he was big with a generation that's different than mine, is Mac Miller. I think he is very good. Dude, I love Post Malone.
Yeah,
Post Malone. So, I mean,
those two guys, when Mac Miller first came out, my son, Dante, he was like, you got to listen to this Mac Miller. You got to listen to Mac. I'm like, who the hell is that?
Yeah.
When Mac Miller died,
oh my God.
I thought he was like a saddest day in Dante's. I mean,
him and Avicii.
He was on Mac Miller before anybody, was. And Post Malone's pretty good.
Yeah, I like Post Malone.
Yeah.
That same person said underrated is Porcupine Tree, Indigo Girls.
Love them.
And Devin Townshend.
Is there anybody else that's commented besides this person? Because I think at this point they're just making up words.
Wow.
He's looking out his window and he's like, porcupines.
Yeah, dude.
That's it, dude. That's it. The Indigo Girls had one song. No, they are under or completely not rated, which is where they should be.
This next person had comments a lot underneath theirs. They said overrated Guns N' Roses.
Yes.
Yes.
And underrated Mott the Hoople.
Mott the Hoople.
Mott the Hoople.
Mott the Hoople.
Mott the Hoople has more of a cult following. I don't know
what the hell that is.
It is 70s band. Andre, give me the dates. I think it's 70s.
They were early
70s. Yeah. 70s. They're... I don't think that they're underrated, for sure. So, Guns N' Roses definitely overrated.
Yeah, people said Guns N' Roses put together enough cool songs for one album, but after that they went downhill.
Right,
Guns N' Roses, and that's a good point. Guns N' Roses could have been probably the, one of the greatest bands ever if their lead singer wasn't right. a crazy nutbag.
Mm-hmm.
But because that one first album was huge. I mean, it was a great album. Their second album, November Rain, is a great, great song. It, I mean, but then it just went, it yeah. went all to, then it to went hell. The then he would walk off stage halfway through a concert, and you could only do that so often.
He was very angry.
Yeah.
Somebody said, underrated is Buffalo Tom and Hold Steady, and overrated is almost anything on the top 40 radio this century.
Okay.
So that person sits yeah. in his basement. And
not sure how to answer that.
Yeah. That, I mean, just to, it was awesome to read these posts
yeah.
and get a feedback from people. Obviously, like we talked about, everybody has their different tastes. Everybody has their preferences, and it was really cool. We had a good time with that segment, and to see the response we got was really cool.
That was a lot of fun, that segment. Yeah. And this will be fun to see what to see how people comment back. But you know, music's important to everybody, and it doesn't matter what age you are or what walk of life you are. It's, you know, music influences you in different ways and at different times during your life, and so it's cool to hear back from people. You know what it is that what they think of the music and. You know, what they think of our judgments of the music, but more importantly, you know, the stuff that they listen to and what it is that they love.
This next one got a lot of comments debating about it because the person said, most overrated horrible noise is Rush.
Oh, oh.
Blasphemy.
What's blasphemy. The name of that person, Adriana?
They had a lot of angry people in the comment section.
Okay, and good. That's the way. Defend
us. I did read somebody's comment on that, and they said, do you have hearing? Are you hearing impaired? I mean, it got pretty nasty. Let's just say.
Well, that is just stupid.
That's so funny. This one over here says overrated heart. Underrated yeah, heart.
Underrated heart.
Overrated Led Zeppelin. That was posted by Mikey, a.k.a. Paul Gaudette.
That is not Paul Gaudette.
That's exactly Paul Gaudette. So your cousin came in and posted something for you just to make you look better. Underrated Nantucket. Isn't that like a town in one of the...
it's up in the New England area.
England area. Overrated Boston. So again, back in the New England area.
Yeah.
Either you love it or you don't.
That's correct. He's a Bostonian.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody said overrated Bon Jovi and Tom Petty.
Wow.
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 Like,
wow.
How are they overrated?
Tom Petty overrated.
Yeah. Ooh. I mean, I could look, and I am. This is the same conversation from the Journey standpoint. And I caught a lot of grief for this. You know, Bon Jovi, who I love, and I've been to, I don't know, 20 of their shows. I don't know how many, Len, but you've been with me at almost all of them.
Some of them sober too.
Yeah, well, yeah. Maybe one. But you know, Bon Jovi, after, you know, the first three albums, it's not that they fell off, because I have, you know, their music up until Crossroads, which was an album that they made in Japan. But I mean, I get that how some people now today would say they were overrated. They certainly were not overrated in their day. They were the band in the world during their time, and I think today you can still sell out arenas if you're Jon Bon Jovi. As far as who was the other one?
Tom Petty.
Tom Petty.
Tom Petty.
No way.
Tom Petty is underrated or is overrated. Now, Petty is awesome.
Somebody similar to Tom Petty. I've always thought Bob Dylan was overrated. Now, writing wise, he was really good, but just I thought he was overrated. And
it's because of his voice. You didn't like his
compared
voice.
To Tom Petty. And Bob Dylan, I mean, Bob Dylan always got the hype over Tom Petty, and I think Tom Petty's much better than Bob Dylan.
Bob Dylan was a big influence on Tom Petty.
Oh, sure.
And Tom yeah. Petty has said that.
Roy Orbison, all those guys were
but,
all.
But Tom Petty and his band they're awesome.
Yeah.
And I would tell you that they're underrated for sure.
Mm-hmm.
I have seen a lot of underrated Little Feet.
Little Feet.
Yep.
They play I think they play at the Big Bear up in Evergreen on the weekends.
You can get them from weddings and also any type of bar mitzvahs if you want to.
Okay, overrated Rolling Stones and Nirvana.
Okay, that's fine. No issue.
The Doors get my vote for the most overrated band in
absolutely.
Rock history.
I think if we took a poll, that would probably win.
On the website.
On the website, he said that as well. Somebody commented. And I think that would win overall the most.
They fall into that bucket. They're played on the Fox every other song.
Why?
Because it's what they call classic rock.
I just change the channel.
I do it every time.
I'd rather listen to sports talk at that point than listening to The Doors.
Yes.
This person put, most overrated guitarist is Jimi Hendrix.
I got a lot of that. I don't know. I didn't really follow him. You know who I woke up to, an alarm was on, and it was on a station. We were out of town. And we woke up to a flamingo guitar because the alarm went off. It was on a radio station. A flamingo guitar was playing. And it seemed like it lasted like 20 minutes, the song. And when it stopped, the DJ got on and said, that was a flamingo guitar by Slash from Guns N' Roses. Amazing. So I started reading into it. That guy is probably underrated when you compare him to somebody like Jimi Hendrix or something like that.
He's amazing guitarist.
Yeah. The flamingo guitar, I've tried to find it so I could download it, and I couldn't find that song, but it was amazing that he did that.
Yeah, no, Slash is incredible. Jimi Hendrix, you know, I don't know enough about him to say if he's underrated or overrated. He wasn't on my radar at all, from what I understand. I mean, you know, and what I know about Jimi Hendrix and rock, he was revolutionary at the time, and, you know, he did some things that nobody else was doing, and Eddie Van Halen would tell you that he was an influence on him. So, I mean, Jimi Hendrix was great.
Two bands that we didn't talk about that I wanted to get your opinion.
Hurry up, because you got 32 seconds.
Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Overrated.
Overrated. Don't you think they were overrated because of the tragedy?
Yes.
Okay. The other band was, and you're going to say, who cares? Thin Lizzy.
Yeah, who cares?
I knew you were going to say
that. Yeah, who cares? I mean,
you're Irish. They're an Irish band.
Motley Crue did a great job with that song. That's all I could think.
Motley Crue did what song?
Smoking in the Boys' Room. That was a Thin Lizzy
song. That wasn't a Thin Lizzy song.
Yes,
that's a Brownstown something, Brownsville.
Thin
something
Lizzy.
Station song. No, it's not Thin Lizzy.
It is.
Bon Jovi did Boys Are Back.
Oh,
in
maybe
town.
That's what I'm thinking of. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
excuse
he did
me.
A horrible excuse job on that song.
Yeah.
Jailbreak by Thin Lizzy was a great song.
Yeah, one song. Yeah.
Okay.
Well. So Duran Duran and Thin Lizzy are both in the same category.
Don't even put those two in the same category. Duran Duran.
Holy All right, smoke. Everybody, we hope that you have a great weekend. Watch the Super Bowl. Enjoy yourselves. I hope that you appreciated Leonard's and I's take on following up with you guys on the music side of the business. But Lenny and Paul with the Legal Dispute, we enjoy doing this every week. Have a great weekend. It's going to be cold everywhere in the country next week. We are out.
Of those bands that I was reading.
I didn't either. I was like, are people making up? Like,